And let's turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians, where our second reading was got. Since the whole context has been read, I'm going to read only the verse to which our sermon is based on. That's verse 18. Which reads, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we have come to a time when you are going to speak to us through your word. Use me and my brother just as a vessel to speak to your people. And Lord, let your word go forth with power and authority, and help us to be obedient to it, so that we'll live holy lives which will be pleasing in your sight. Pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to look at this verse under the title, "God commands you to always give thanks." As the year is coming to an end, people are busy now reviewing the plans and goals which they had for the year. People in organizations, for example, are busy now making reports for the year and how the business of the company or organization progressed. For Christians, surely it is very important to pause and consider what God has done for you throughout the year. And all the situations which He has allowed you to go through. And respond with the required response. It is our culture as a church to dedicate the whole month of December as a month of thanksgiving. Of course, it is expected for you as a Christian to be involved in thanksgiving the whole time of your life, not only in one particular month. Even as we are going to see from the text which is before us. But I believe it's a good habit, especially at the end of the year, to look back and see what God has done for you and the situation He has allowed you to go through. Consider all His divine favors and respond with even greater measures of thanksgiving. In this chapter, which is before us, that's chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, especially towards the end of it, Paul writes some short exhortations which can be easily memorized, but very important to the Christian life. For example, we read this in verse 16, "Rejoice always," and verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." Very, very important things which should be marked, which a Christian should be marked with. And of course, the same applies to verse 18, which we are considering today. And we're going to consider this verse under 3 points. First of all, we'll look at the act of thanksgiving. And then we'll look at the occasion of thanksgiving. And then we'll consider the reason for thanksgiving. Verse 18 again reads, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So, firstly, we will consider the act of thanksgiving. The theme of thanksgiving appears so many times in the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament. When you read the book of Psalms, for example, you find that it's filled with exhortations about how to give thanks to God. And even here in the New Testament, especially in the letters of the Apostle Paul to various churches, again and again he exhorts Christians to always give thanks. In his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5 and verse 20, we read this, for example. It says, give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Colossians 3:17, we read this, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So the emphasis on thanksgiving shows how much is required and it's expected of Christians. As they are on this pilgrimage to heaven. Thanksgiving refers to a grateful acknowledgement of the benefits and favors received. And of course, in our case, thanksgiving refers specifically to the benefits, acknowledging the benefits and favors which are received by us from God. And although God chooses to use human agents many times to bestow these benefits unto us, ultimately the thanksgiving should be directed to him. It is interesting to know that the words thanksgiving and praise are used interchangeably sometimes in the Bible. Which is sometimes the translators put praise instead of thanksgiving, others put thanksgiving instead of praise. Showing that these two things go together. Thanksgiving and praise go together. So even today as we sang the hymns and you saw that many of them were filled with praise, they were exhortations as well to thanksgiving to God. And so it's expected that your whole life is filled with thanksgiving to God. And I hope you as a Christian, you are not neglecting this very, very important act. One of the common sins of non-believers is that they are not grateful to God. The incest boasts that it is because of their efforts that they have what they have. Surely you as a Christian should not be behaving like non-believers. And you as a Christian should be the most grateful of all the people here on earth. Surely considering the many things which God has done for you, both spiritually and even physically, it will be so bad if you neglected this very important act of thanksgiving. Instead of complaining and grumbling, even in times of difficulty, You should be counting your blessings and naming them one by one. And indeed, glorifying in God, thanking Him for all He has done for you. And actually, you should repent if you are neglecting this very important act of thanksgiving. So may you at the end of this year consider all the divine favors and blessings. Which God has given to you and all the situations He has allowed you to go through. And so that you seriously take in practice and put in practice this act of thanksgiving. There are quite a number of means through which one can offer thanksgiving. The psalmist, for example, exalts the people of God again and again to offer their thanksgiving through singing. Even the Apostle Paul writes this in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So it is so sad that some of you, actually, while we are singing these great hymns, you just enjoy the melody and the tune and do not focus on the words themselves. But when you put attention to the words in these great hymns, you find that they will help you to express your thanksgiving to God for the mercies and graces which He has bestowed upon you. Words like this which we have sung in one of the hymns. Say, praise my soul, the King of heaven, to His feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like thee should His praise sing? So such words can be used in song to express your thanksgiving to God. And may you always burst forth in song, making melody unto the Lord as you think about the many mercies and favors which He has bestowed upon you. Another means of thanksgiving is prayer. And again and again, the Bible exhorts you to always accompany your prayers with thanksgiving. And Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Accompanying prayer with thanksgiving shows that you're grateful, first of all, for the past answers which you received for your prayers. But that you are also trusting that as you come to the Lord in prayer, He will surely answer your requests. And actually, according to this verse in Philippians, it shows that as you accompany your prayer with thanksgiving, you'll not even worry. There will be no need to worry because you trust God. And also being thankful will help you to be contented in every situation you'll be in. trusting that God is in control of each and everything. And also as you meet and fellowship with brethren, you should be involved in this act of thanksgiving by telling each other the wondrous acts of God which He has done in your life. Instead of allowing time to pass while talking about politics or soccer, maybe some of you after church today, you are going to talk about the final, the World Cup final. But let it be a time to come together and talk about the many things which God has done for you and thank Him for them. It should be a time to say, brother and sister, I tell you, God has been so gracious to me. He has been so merciful to me this whole year. He has provided all I've needed. He has taken me through many situations, but ultimately I see benefit out of them. Yes, go ahead to count the many blessings He has bestowed upon you and tell them before the people of God. And this will be honoring in God's sight, but it will also be encouraging to your brethren who will be hearing you narrate the marvelous works of God. Yes, even talking to them about the difficult situations He has allowed you to go through. Because ultimately, you have seen benefit. You have benefited from such situations as well. And this brings me to our second point. That is the occasion of thanksgiving. Again, our verse reads, give thanks in all circumstances. So we see that thanksgiving is not limited to periods of time or some situations alone. But it should be offered always and for everything. And at all times. Of course, the only situation which you should not thank God for is when you fall into sin. But you can thank Him when He helps you to overcome sin and overcome temptation. And as a church, when we say we are considering December as the month of thanksgiving, we do not mean that you should only thank God in December. We mean that although you have been engaging yourself in the act of thanksgiving throughout the year, it is a good habit to look back and collectively thank God for all the many mercies and benefits He has bestowed unto you. And even all the situations He has allowed you to go through. That's why we encourage you that even from henceforth up to the end of this month, be in the mood of thanksgiving, remembering the many things that God has done for you this year, and us telling Him that you are grateful. So thanking God in all circumstances means that whether it is in joy or in pain, you should thank God. You are required to count your blessings as the psalmist does, especially I like how he does it in Psalm 103 where we read, and verse 1 to 5, let me read there quickly, Psalm 103 and verse 1 to 5. where we read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Surely you should also in all situations be counting your blessings like the psalmist does here, and bring them before God, thank him for all he has done for you. And when you thank God, this is what it means. It means we are acknowledging that these mercies are from God and not from ourselves. Because when you don't thank God, it seems you think that you deserve them, or you received whatever you received because of your own efforts. Because this is typical of the non-believer. Sure, it is not, should not be the same with you as a believer. You should acknowledge that each and everything comes from God. Even the strength to do whatever you do, it is God who gives it to you. You should always be quick to realize that this mercy which you receive come from him, and always be filled with thanksgiving for them. Giving thanks to God also means that you realize that this mercies and whatever is given you is valuable. If a child does not value a gift, for example, which he or she receives from a parent, it will be very difficult for him to express thanksgiving to that parent. And it will be so dishonoring to God for us not to value the great gifts and mercies which he bestows upon us. Because he gives us everything graciously and gives us the best. That's what giving thanks to God means, that you acknowledge the goodness of God and your unworthiness and inability to help yourself. And you as a Christian, surely God has been so gracious and merciful to you. When you think about what he has done for you in salvation, how he chose you from eternity past and sent his son to live and die for you as a substitute on Calvary's cross so that you'll be saved. And he has also given you, according to Ephesians, read that he has given you every spiritual blessing, the heavenly blessings, including election, redemption, adoption, and so many others. Surely you have reason to give thanks to God in every situation. And when you look back throughout this year, surely you notice that again you have received so many mercies and benefits from God. He protected you as you traveled from place to place. He provided all the needs of your body, the food, clothing, and so many other benefits which are numberless. And as a local church, God has also been so gracious to us corporately this very year. How he has provided the rent for this place from the beginning of the year up to now and still providing. He has enabled us to remain in unity and love one another. He has added to our numbers. He has enabled us to do programs like even the VBS, which was done yesterday successfully. Those are the mercies of God to us as a church. Surely we should not take any of such things for granted. But our hearts should break forth in praise and thanksgiving as we consider all these mercies which we do not deserve. But as I say, the occasion of thanksgiving is not only in joy or only when we are receiving the mercies and benefits. But all circumstances means even in times of trial and suffering. Even such time, we should thank the all-wise God who does not err or has never been unkind to his people. Because he allowed you to go through such trials because he's not punishing you, not because he's punishing you, not because he's unkind to you. But because he plans that ultimately you benefit from such times of trial. And I know that some of you, even throughout this year, you have gone through very difficult times. Times of sickness, times of loss of a dear one. But when you look back and consider these times of trial, surely you'll be able to say with the psalmist that it was good that I was afflicted. Because through such trials, God uses them to bring you closer to himself, to strengthen your faith in him. To take away the trust in temporary things of this perishing world. But that you trust in him and him alone. Surely when you look back, you should be able to thank God for allowing you to go through even such difficult times. Because you realize that through such difficult times you have learned very helpful lessons. Which should even be of very good encouragement to your brethren who go through such situations at one moment. There's a lady in America called Joni Erickson Tada. Some of you may have heard of her. For more than 40 years, she has gone through chronic pain. And on top of that, more than once she has been through cancer. But because she's truly a Christian, when you hear her speak, she says she's thankful to God for allowing her to go through such difficult times for so long. Because she has learned many things from such difficult times. She has been enabled to grow spiritually. And she has been so much of an encouragement to brethren all over the world. So surely times of suffering and affliction are not times to complain and grumble against God. But there should be occasions as well to thank God who loves you so much and who allows you to go through such situations so that ultimately through them you'll be more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. So that you'll be more sanctified and be of an encouragement to other brethren. Lastly, let's consider the reason for giving thanks. By reason here, I mean, why is it necessary for you as a Christian to always be involved in thanksgiving? The last part of the verse says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yes, the reason why you should always give thanks to God, because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. By will of God here, it means that God requires it of you. It is His command and it is what pleases Him. It is required by the law of nature, but also by the written law of God. That's why it is written of those who, although they were not given the law of God, but it was required of them that they should be thankful to God. Paul writes about that in Romans chapter 1. So if your life is not filled with thanksgiving, then you are failing in obedience to God in this very important aspect of the Christian life. Yes, you cannot pay back to God for the benefits He gives you. You cannot give Him enough money which will pay back. It's not possible. That's why your whole life should be a life of thanksgiving. And this thanksgiving should be expressed also as you live a life which honors Him. When you consider the many mercies, you should be able to say, let me lay down my life to live for Him who died for me. It's so displeasing to God for you to be ungrateful for the favors and mercies which He bestows unto you. Here on earth, when someone gives you a gift, blesses you with something, and you do not give thanks, it's so bad, it looks so bad to them, they will not be happy with you. How much more is it displeasing to God who owns each and everything and gives whatever He gives freely and graciously to you? Yes, that's why you should repent for all those times when you are not thankful to God for the mercies He bestowed upon you. And you should even resolve henceforth to always seek to thank God for each and everything He allows you to go through and each and every benefit He gives to you. And again, as I said, use this time of the year, as the year is ending, to look back to whatever God has done for you and has allowed you to go through. And collectively thank God for all those. We also see that thanksgiving should be is God's will in Christ Jesus for you, for us. Yes, this phrase can also mean that you are to give thanks through Jesus Christ as your mediator. But also because whatever God has done to you, he has done through Christ and for the sake of Christ. He chose you in him and is bestowing all the benefits which you need through him and because of him. So always thank God through Jesus Christ, through the name of Jesus Christ as your mediator, but also as the one through whom God is blessing you and is merciful to you. And as we close, you as a Christian should always understand how important thanksgiving is. And always seek to express it through the means which are available for you to express this thanksgiving. And you should ensure that you are doing this wholeheartedly, not just a lip service when as you sing, as you talk. Let it be wholeheartedly and not just a mere lip service. And ensure that you are doing it whether it is in joy or in sorrow. Knowing that God is in control, knowing that it's a requirement, and should do it through Jesus Christ always. So instead of complaining and grumbling in times of trials and afflictions, know that God is with you and is going to cause all this to work together for your good. But those of you who are still in your sins, you should know that again and again you are dishonoring God. Because you are living a life where you are not thanking God, whether you, maybe you claim to thank him, but it's just a lip service, it's not sincere from your heart. For you are commanded even this very day to repent and believe the gospel. So that you always seek to honor God and thank him for the many benefits and mercies which he shows to you. And may the Lord help us that each one of us will take this very, very important aspect of the Christian life seriously. So that again and again your life will be marked by thanksgiving to God. May the Lord help us towards that. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Help us, O Lord, to obey it. Help us not to neglect this very important aspect of the Christian life, but that we will thank you because we don't have anything we can give to you to repay for all you give to us. But may we do as your servant Isaac Watts sang and said, you should give our life, our soul, our all to you, O Lord. Help us. Praise you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.